Well, there was supposed to be another debate in the early hours of tomorrow morning between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, but we've been saved from that, haven't we, Simon Marks?
We have indeed, Ian, but what a cornucopia of choices TV viewers have tonight in the US. We all thought we were going to be watching that second debate between President Trump and Joe Biden, but of course it got scrubbed after the president's fit of pique over the commission's decision to move the debate to a virtual COVID-19 safe format. So now, several days later, the two candidates will both be on television tonight, just not together. Joe Biden will be on ABC participating in a town hall meeting in Philadelphia. At exactly the same time, the president will now be on NBC participating in a town hall meeting in Miami. A setup, he called it a short while ago, flaying the NBC network that has been kind enough to invite him to make the appearance. Could America be more on brand if it tried, delivering the two candidates via separate TV networks to their own particular echo chambers?
We're doing very well. The polls are looking actually great. We're doing very well. We're going to have a big victory, and I look forward to it.
I don't know what polls he's reading, but that was President Trump exuding confidence about the outcome of the election as he departed the White House earlier today. Confidence that is definitely not shared by a large number of senior Republicans. They worry the real polls indicate it won't just be the president who loses the White House, but a host of Republican senators who lose their rather comfortable berths up on Capitol Hill. The Biden campaign has been shaken today by a positive COVID-19 test. The communications director for running mate Kamala Harris has come down with the virus, so has a member of the flight crew that has been ferrying Senator Harris across the country. As a precaution, the senator is coming off the road until Sunday, but Joe Biden remains very much on it.
Don't let anyone discourage you or tell you your voice won't count. It does, it will. You are the American people, and you will decide our future, not Trump.
Those car horns again at another drive-in Biden event. That one took place last night in Ohio. The Trump campaign would like us to be talking today about a fresh effort to smear Joe Biden and his son Hunter by the president's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani. But the claims published by the New York Post yesterday have not been independently verified. They do not rise to the level where it's journalistically responsible to repeat them. And Rudy Giuliani has already been so badly discredited as a source of false information about the Bidens that if he said it was raining, it would be reasonable to take a look out of the window just to check. Twitter and Facebook won't allow people to link to the article from their platforms, and the president told the Fox Business Network that he is furious about it.
It's out of control, and it's like a third arm, maybe a first arm, of the DNC. Twitter and Facebook, it's a massive campaign contribution. This is a third arm of the DNC, the radical left movement.
You'd think the president might be thrilled that someone was trying to prevent the spread of what may very well prove to be fake news, but not, it seems, on this occasion. Republicans in the Senate say they are going to force Twitter's Jack Dorsey to explain himself at a hearing next week. Now, I've got a tough decision to make. Do I watch Trump on NBC? Biden on ABC, Big Brother on CBS? Or is tonight the night we put a big dent in the second season of the fantastic Norwegian drama Occupied on Netflix?
That is a brilliant series, but I think you should be listening to Darren Adam, frankly.
Well, that is the other alternative, isn't it? I could go with Darren Adam, but it occurs to me there's no Ian Dale show tomorrow night, so I could literally do anything.
You could watch live me speaking to the Wells Festival of Literature if you want to dial into that.
What time's that?
That's about 6 o'clock. But obviously you should be listening to who's on LBC tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Andrew Pearce, he would love your company, Simon.
Oh, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Yeah. Very good. But are you going to be live streamed and all that stuff?
I am, yes.
Oh, lovely.
Bye. Simon, thank you very much indeed.